Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening from whatever part of the world you're currently in. My name's Ed Pisani, and I'm having a brand new podcast called Business and Social Interviews by Ed Pisani. In my life, I have an opportunity to really talk with very interesting people. Some of them are business owners, entrepreneurs, charity professionals, retired citizens, and just volunteers that do different things around the community, as well as community leaders. I want to take a moment to interview them, and in a social way, but also in a professional way, really dive deeper than just what they do and learn who they are, why they're interesting as people, and what they bring to the table that's kind of unique. Everyone has a unique story, and that's what I want to share with everyone, is unique stories that are there out there in the world. And I think it's something that if I enjoy listening to their stories and talking to them, asking them questions, I bet you do too. I am actually an entrepreneur. My business is the I4 Advertising Agency, and I help businesses grow and succeed. And I will probably mention from time to time how I do web design, social media marketing, online advertising, such as pay-per-click, doing banners or embroidery or engraving or something. So just be aware of that. It's like not really a hard pitch about my business, but I am a business owner and that will be a natural thing. They'll be coming up in conversations now and again. So I just want you to be aware of it so you can make a decision if you want to keep listening, and also just be aware of who I am. A little bit about me. I was born in Slidell, Louisiana back in 1977. And from there, I went up and down the Eastern Seaboard. I went to school at Johnson & Wales University studying business entrepreneurship. I graduated with a bachelor's degree. I'm also an Eagle Scout, and I worked for the Boy Scouts for several years, close to 10, in Rhode Island, Central Florida, and Eastern North Carolina. All the councils were beautiful. I love the people there. The volunteers were amazing, and the professional staff members were second to none. I want to also say when I left the Boy Scouts, I pursued a really unique interest, and that was helping other charities get started. Seeing when I was at the Boy Scouts, I would help people set up new Boy Scout packs and troops, and they call them units. For those that have ever been in a Boy Scout program, it's just the paperwork as a unit. So what I used to do is I would have fun, and I would just help other people start charities. And people started coming to me and say, hey, that's the guy to go to if you want to get a charity started. So I started a salsa group. I started an Indian reservation friends of type group for fundraising purposes. And this goes on. It was a lot of fun. It was very interesting. And I just noticed like, hey, this is something I'm really passionate about. And when you follow your passion in life, you never know where it may lead. So lo and behold, I relocate back to Central Florida where my family is at, and I get married to a beautiful woman named Michelle. And during that time, I sort of evolve my business that helps start charities, and I got asked, hey, can you do this? Can you do that? And it led into consulting. It led into marketing and advertising and branding. And at one point, I had a printing business I purchased. And from there, I just kept on growing and growing and growing. Now we're located in Deltona, Florida, which is north of Orlando, north of Disney World. For all those people across the world that may be wondering, where is he coming from? So I am currently residing in Central Florida. I have a beautiful daughter. I have a dog. I'm very much into rescue dogs. So maybe time to time you may hear people come on that will be talking about animal abuse and how they help that. You might be hearing time to time about some volunteer organizations I have been part of or I am part of. So maybe some people from my local Chamber of Commerce, maybe some people that are Freemasons, maybe some people that are Rotarians. There's a lot of different people I engage in on a regular basis, and they have interesting stories. And over the course of time, one of the things I've noticed is a lot of people ask me, like, Ed, is that true? Are you really telling me the truth? And what I want to do is I want to document some of these stories so you could say, oh my gosh, this is the person he was talking about. This is the thing that he wanted to share with us. And it's kind of fun in a social way to sort of ask the questions and get them to get on tape and share like the successes they had or the interesting things they do or their philosophy on different things. And that's what it's about. That's what the show is about, is just to really entertain a little bit. encourage and inform people, maybe to inspire you to become an entrepreneur, or decide maybe I want to get active in a charity in my community that is helping something or someone. So with that being said, this is just an intro. I just want to take a moment to really roll out my podcast for the world to hear. And this way you can make a decision about like, man, I can't wait for the upcoming episodes. So with that being said, I hope you have a wonderful morning, afternoon, or evening, and take care. Be safe.